You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Last month, Kalamazoo Area Robotics Team Strike Force won the Robotics World Championship in St. Louis, Missouri. Its members beat out more than 3,000 teams from around the globe. They only had 6 weeks to build their robot, and as I soon found out, the work is never done.
We discovered a crack that we never noticed before, so we will be fixing this at our next meeting.
Yeah.
That's Comstock High School senior Freddie Outing. His teammate, Kyra Kathawala, is a senior at Portage Northern. She says they made about 20 repairs to their robot before and during the competition.
Oh, many, many repairs. Our driver, Jack, he likes to run into a lot of stuff and break the robot sometimes.
The Robotics World Championship was created by a nonprofit called FIRST that encourages kids to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. It was founded by Dean Kamen, the guy who invented the Segway. The theme of this year's championship was steampunk, a type of science fiction that features steam-powered machines. The field had prop boilers, gears, and two large airships in the middle. Teams had to build a robot that could throw wiffle balls into the boiler, as well as place the gears on the airship. The more balls and gears the robot collects, the more points the team gets. Technically, there's no single winner in the championship. That's because teams form alliances against each other. Strike Force captained an alliance with teams out of California, New Jersey, and Canton, Michigan. There are a few things that make Strike Force stand out amongst competitors. First, they're not just from one high school. The team is made up of 12 from the Kalamazoo area, with about 40 members total. Second, they have their own business team.
They work on our budget and financing and make a lot of sponsor presentations and continually recruit those people. So we have the money to be a team and a place to build, which is really a great aspect.
Third, Strike Force has access to professional mentors from Striker, which is where the team name comes from. Here's Outing.
It's lucky that we have the mentors that are dedicated to us. If we have a problem or we don't understand something, we can go up to any mentor and they will spend hours and hours explaining to us, like, you should really do this, or this is why we're doing this. And it's great too, because they're all industry experts, so it's not, you're getting really valuable information in high school, which is incredible.
Robotics has even helped the teens figure out their future careers. Kyra Kathawala says she always knew she wanted to be in a STEM field, but her mentors helped her narrow down what she really wanted to do: mechanical or aerospace engineering.
So after talking to them, I really decided and finalized, okay, I want to do engineering. And even some of the mentors encouraged me to, you know, apply to some of these top schools like University of Michigan, which is really great. And so without this program, I don't know if I would be there doing engineering.
Outing says robotics has challenged him in a way that nothing else has. He says in high school, you're often taught just one way to solve a problem.
You get a problem and you're going to try and solve it one way and it's not going to work. And then you have to solve it another way and that probably won't work either. And I think that gives you just a really good look at life and a really good lesson to learn is you're going to have to solve problems in unique ways.
You can see the team's robot in action through a video on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.